the message and what he has done in your life for the past few days. Anything you can testify. So who will be the first one? All right, I will ask Tyron. You want to come out to testify of your healing?
Morning. Yesterday I had an incident with my arm on the playground. I banged it onto the pole and I'm pretty sure it was sprained. So then they bandaged it up and I had some pastor and some other people pray for me. And during the at noon in the evening when I was getting up, it was all better. And
who else? Anything about the messages, feel free to come out and testify in what way God has spoken to you. I'm sure Pastor Margaret also like to hear some of this testimony. You know. So
remember what it says, they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony.
Amen. Amen. So it's not just testimony. Spiritually, something is taking place. You're overcoming the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. So, yes, Sister Mary.
Okay. In 2008, I got a lot of bonus, so I would just give the leaflet to people. I just give. So far, no one rejected. No, they say nice things. Oh, thank you. The rose very nice. Thank you. So this definitely is my fresh, is it? So I remember the time we do something in the house. So I said, hey, I forgot to give these tricks, man. So I just ran towards him. He was in the car doing some, looking at his mobile. I said, the car window was closed. So I knocked on it. I say I'm a believer of Jesus. Oh dear. After that, no more for me. I just feel let down because after this year 2012, I thank God for bringing Pastor Margaret to my life. And I thank God, oh, this boy, I'm using my flesh. I wasn't giving God the glory. I thank you so much for your sermon. I thank God. I give him all the glory that this time I will use Jesus' confidence and led by the Spirit and get led by him, I will witness again. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Sister Doris.
I want to give all glory to God. I thank you for the message, especially for all the author. I thank you for the reconciliation that I can have with the author of intercessions again. I just want to thank him because his love and his grace and his mercy always know that we need to come back to him and do the reconciliation. I really appreciate the message. I want to give all the glory to him for the message of the altars. Praise you, Lord.
Yes, thank you. Who else? Anyone from the younger generation? Young adults, students? Yes, what about those who have been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Yep. Don't have to be very elaborate. Even simple, you know, words will do. No? Anyone? Yes, Sister Jolene, please.
Just to share, I'm now being very honest. In the first time when months ago we all share about this church camp, in my heart, I plan not to come already. And I give a lot of excuses. First, my brother and sister-in-law intended to come. They are non-Christian. Now, my heart, I said, I don't want to push them, so be it. I won't come. So I tell everyone I won't be able to come. I don't want to pull them. I don't want to force them. So God removed every hindrance. Okay? My sister-in-law wrote in and said they can't come because of certain reason. So fine. So Suli was trying to convince, come along. Then I said, no. I start to plan a lot of excuses again. Like, for example, I need to work. I need to give tuition. I want to honor my word. I don't want to be the one to turn down people in my tuition to say excuses. So, with all this so-called righteousness, I say, no, I'm not going to do anything like that. But God is good. God removed everything from me again. So now I can only say, God bless me with this tuition. In fact, to be very frank, I'm not qualified to be a Chinese tutor at all. I'm studying until O-level for my Chinese. So I'm not qualified, but God opened doors for me. So I always say, God opened this door. God can close the door as well. And what happens is that my student, the mom came and said, oh, this first week of holiday, I won't be able to have tuition. I said, if you're fine with me. And we tried to arrange the second week. And then he said, it's a bit troublesome. Forget about everything. I thought, okay. So remove this tuition. Then I have another student. The mom said, okay, the first week I'm able. But the second week, Wednesday, I'm not able. We are going down Margaret River. Okay. Then now I know. God, I know you're speaking to me. I'm half convinced, still not ready to give up. And God actually, like I said, God, if you really want to do it, you really show me and then let people talk to me again. Because people have been convincing, but I think turning, I said, yeah, no one can talk to me anymore. And God is good. God actually finally bring me here. So, yeah, but in this time, like what Sister Doris said about the altar, it's true. I build altar. I have communion with God. It's so sweet. But because of my day of life, you know, being caught up with everything, and thinking that I have to, talking about money, finances. Actually, God has dealt with me so many times, but I know God is still dealing with me. It's not done yet. So, but after your sharing, yes, I do remember I have set up this altar with God, and I have actually pushed them aside, and not really doing it. Every morning I wake up, sometimes I say, God, you want me to pray, I pray. But sometimes I really don't know. But you reminded me, I can pray in tongue, I can speak in tongue. But I put it aside, not remember this thing. And I cannot give excuse anymore to say, I can't pray. Because in human way, sometimes like you say, you pray for people. So I just question, how do you pray? I mean, the person you don't really know them well, even a person that maybe you know, acquaintance, how to pray for the what to pray? Pray by tongue. I mean, speak in the tongue. Yeah. So I have no excuse at all. So God is reminding me again and again, come back to me. So I'm thankful to God that He bring me here and remind me of all my commitment with Him, that I should not shelve them aside. And I pray God that continue to lead me, because I know I'm weak. I can turn again to somewhere. I just pray God, draw me near to Him.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Jolene. Yes, wow, good. Brother William first.
Yeah, this church camp remind me that our Christian life is a journey. It's a walk. It's not a religious or ritual, you know. And when Pastor Margaret talked about we are the chosen people. You know, when I'm young, I always very envy about the Jews. Why they are the chosen people, you know. And because I don't understand between Christian and the Old Testament, the Jews. And finally, when I become a Christian, when I'm young, I become very proud. I think, oh, I'm now a chosen people. But chosen for a purpose. not chosen for self glorification. And it's a journey we have to walk. You know, the Bible remind me of how Enoch walked with God and he was just taken up. He must have reached a perfection that God wanted to fellowship him so close. And this church camp remind me of just a closer walk with him. Just a closer walk with him. And many a times, we like the children of Israel, we forget what we committed to God. What blessing it brought to us, just like we are studying the journey of Israel in our life group. And we see so many things, they cause God a lot of disappointment. And I feel that there are things also have disappointed God. And these are just a recommitment, and that, you know, the journey goes on. You know, we tend to think that, oh, God bless me for a long life. And we see Pastor Margaret, 81 years, always still strong. Hey, I want to be like her. But then we should be say we want to be like Christ. Whatever, but God numbers our days. Okay, we don't have to worry how long we live. But what we learn is we treasure every day God has given to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. I was just talking to Pastor Margaret just now. I said, everything she speaks to me. I really had to re-evaluate. You know, looking at her, I sort of sometimes had some personal time with her. Sometimes she shared about how the daughter in Nepal means, you know, alone. Serving the Lord. And here we are, given so many things, and sometimes it's tough going. I'm actually at the verge of a crossroad. And that, a lot of things that you've spoken actually speak to me. So, I'm grabbing into my heart that I partially made a decision, but I think that, you know, it's time. I have to come back to God. And lay that decision before the Lord. It's no longer my will, but His will be done. Sometimes it's not easy, but, you know, to ask God grace for this journey. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Brother Wayne, and then after that, Brother Timothy. I see a lot of hands now.
Hello everyone, my name is Wayne. Just want to share something. I want to give thanks. You know, before coming to this camp, you know, I do not like to come up to the front, you know, when I know, you know, something that, you know, I can be ministered to. So on the first night, when Pastor Margaret, you know, after the end of the sermon, told us to go out, you know, I felt that, you know, something inside of me just told me to go out and be prayed for. But, you know, I was afraid. I just stood there and did nothing. So the fear grew and grew. And until, you know, when the fear came, you know, Pastor Margaret just said, you know, for you young people, I know some of you, you know, are afraid. Just come out. So something inside me just said, go. So I came out. The moment I came out, all that fear left immediately. And, you know, it's just that deep settled inner peace that I have, and, you know, and I had some problems that I've been struggling with, so, you know, and I just thought, you know, maybe it would be a good time to just submit everything to God. You know, I've personally, you know, stuff that I've been, you know, okay, I'll just let you guys know, sometimes I, you know, bear grudges against people, and I just keep it within me for a long period of time, and it just grows and grows and grows. But, you know, when I went up there, and I, you know, I just lifted my hands and I just told God, I just want to submit everything to you. And I just, in my mind, I just, you know, mentioned of all the names of all the people I bear grudges against. You know, I said, you know, I don't want to have any grudges, you know, I want to love them. And, you know, when I prayed, when, you know, after that, people, you know, when someone came and prayed for me, and immediately, you know, all those grudges just left like that. You know, and I just don't feel anything towards them. You know, I couldn't even believe it, you know, when I went back, you know, went back to my room. Now, I kept trying to think of, like, just to make sure it wasn't fake. So I went back, I tried to think of bad stuff. I'm like, no, it's just not there anymore. It's just totally gone. And, you know, I just want to thank God. And, you know, now towards these people, you know, it's just like, you know, just like something new. You know, I can just go and love them again, you know, and not have any prejudice or any prejudgment I have of them. So I'd like to encourage everyone, you know, if anyone else should just come out and pray and, you know, just submit everything to God. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Yes, Brother Timothy, you have something to share or testify.
Where do I start? I was going through a season or journey of unbelief and doubt, with the question, can God really do what He says He does? But yet I was still worshiping Him. Worshiping Him is not as challenging as it is in comparison to having to believe Him for something when you don't have the faith to believe. But after the sessions we've had, I felt that the Lord was just doing a deep work in the area of unbelief in my heart. And all the stories you shared about the name of Jesus and just looking to Him, and I left the place knowing that God can do it. And you know, I was sharing this with you just the other day, where there are some times where I just want to go straight down on my knees and, God, help me. You know, I repent, Lord. Help me. Have mercy on me. Do not strike me. Give me a second chance. And it's just, it comes to the stage where God just, you talked about that pounding thing and then that garlic that just splits up from that covering. I felt like that, you know, that God was just doing that in my heart. And I want to encourage everyone here today that God can, and He can do it. It's not incidentally, but I believe it was the Lord that spoke to my heart on Friday when I was on the way to work. I decided not to drive, so I took a car ride with Brother Martin, and it was at that time when you're not driving where you can be free to just close your eyes and just reflect. And the Lord said this to me. He said, Tim, I want you to start looking to me and keeping your eyes on me. And I thought it was just a passing thing. You know, all right, I will do that, Lord. You know, but all that you spoke throughout the scam just reinforced and that need for me to respond back to Him. Lord, I look to You. I look to no man. And all your examples. I mean, when was the last time you've heard a World War II story? You know, the last time I heard a World War II story was in history books in secondary school when I was studying history. And all your stories, I mean, they were just God-inspired at the right time with the right, you know. And it just spoke to my heart, and I've been blessed, very blessed. I don't want to thank you for your ministry, for your life. And, you know, for just being that living example of what God has done in your life that has inspired all of us here today. Amen.
Brother Martin.
Hello, hello. Praise God. Well, I guess I leave this place a broken man. And you know, there's a, like Timothy said, when you worship, it can be easy. I mean, for lots of us who find it difficult, you know, fair enough. But it can be easy to sing a song and praise God and worship God. And when He then puts a spotlight on certain words, the words are all true and meaningful, and whoever wrote them powerful, had some powerful experiences with God. You know, once again, I thank You. Once again, I pour out my life. And that, for me, was a big breaking point of everything that has transpired in this camp, you know. Thank You, Pastor Margaret, for bearing Your life to us in a real tender way, in a bold way, but a humble way as well. And we can see... You can see You walk with Christ as He walks with you. And I'm so broken to know that, you know, the more you go on, the less I know. You know, it certainly, as many people have alluded to, it really brings you, God is bringing us back to Him. The question is, how will you and I respond from today? That's the question to me, and I had nothing but to weep. You know, the real comforting thing is God speaks, and you and I know it somehow, somewhere. We just have to learn to recognize it. One thing that really encouraged me was the fact that, you know, God speaks, and we have to be in tune. I guess we have to get to know Him. That to me, is getting to know Him. How little I know Him. We might know of Him through the Word, through conversations, through testimonies, but how do we know Him? Doing such great exploits, you know, it was meant for all of us. And I think I weep on behalf of myself and on behalf of just a little bit of how God feels, that we must then rise and be His witnesses, you know, because it's a great, great privilege. And we shouldn't take it lightly. And yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think we're about to close. But before we close, I want to give thanks to first the church committee. Could you all stand? We'd like to extend, appreciate all that you have done. And also the help from YWAM Ministry, Austin and Anna. All right, the church committee, Doris, and many others, you have done an excellent job. Really, a heartfelt thanks to all of you. Well done. Thank you so much. And of course, also to the worship ministry and many others, all right, I may have forgotten whatever to mention. Please forgive me. We are thankful. Yeah, I thank you, my wife and Pastor Margaret. All right. Okay, so we are going to now have a group photo taking. So please proceed to behind the glass. Yes.